Now batting for the Brewers Radio Network, play-by-play announcer Lane Grindle.
First pitch to Ortiz is hammered out to left center field. High and deep, and way gone for Joey Ortiz.
On Wisconsin's Afternoon News.
Lane, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. I hope we're all staying cool.
Man, we are. We're inside.
We're indoors.
Thankfully.
I'm not going out.
National Dog Day. I've been waiting to show this picture all day. If you want to see what Lane Grindle's dog looks like, text watch to 855-616-1620. You text the word watch, and you get to watch the show, and you get to see Lane's dog. Lane, tell us about this beautiful dog we're looking at.
Well, he's staring at me right now, actually.
Oh.
And he's laying on our bed. But my dog is 3.5 years old now. We got him during spring training in 2021. The family voted to name him Crew.
That's cool.
So that was very fitting. And he's a Cavapoo, and he's the best. I was the last holdout saying, I don't think we need a dog. I don't think we need a dog. And just like it always does, it turned into, you know, he's my dog. And my wife is probably his number one, but I'm a close 1B. But he's a pretty great dog.
Is that
he's a
King Charles Cavalier and poodle?
Yeah, that's correct.
I can tell. Yep. Yeah, I can see the King Charles Cavalier.
He
is so cute.
Gorgeous.
I know. Little button eyes. So cute.
How good is he with the family?
He is wonderful. He thinks he's a guard dog when strangers come to the door, so he barks a little bit at that moment.
That's
but
good.
Then he warms up to everybody quickly, and he's very, very protective of the entire family. Loves all the kids. My 14-year-old daughter, it's like a tradition. He when we get up in the morning and we got to get her up for school, he sits in front of her door until we open it so he can go in there and wake her up.
Oh,
that's his favorite thing to do.
Sweetest.
So, yeah, it's pretty great.
That is so sweet. If you want to see Elaine's gorgeous dog, text the word watch to 855-616-1620. We'll put the pictures of our dogs back up coming up a little later
on
the show.
A dog really makes a home. It does.
It does, for sure. Hey, speaking of homes, Lane, you're coming back from Oakland, and the A's have had the same home for a very long time. I listened to some of the broadcasts over the weekend. Does it mean something extra when you know you're going to be playing in a place for the very last time? There's a lot of history in that building in Oakland.
Yeah, I think so. I think it certainly for the broadcasters, I think it meant a lot to so many of us. You had levering over doing the television broadcast with Tim Dillard, Josh Maurer, and myself. And for the four of us, we all kind of grew up with baseball thinking about those 90s A's, right? Those great 90s teams, late 80s and 90s teams. And so you're thinking about Ricky Henderson and Mark McGuire and Jose Canseco and Dave Stewart and Dennis Eckersley, and you can keep on going down the list. And those teams were it, man. They were, you know, big time names in Major League Baseball. That was a star-studded team back then. And so for us, I think we think of that. Now, a lot of others will think about the great runs in the 70s, of course, with Raleigh Fingers being a part of some of those teams. Sal Bando, who's got a connection to the Brewers, had a very big connection to the Brewers, and we just lost Sal before last season. But so many great names on those great 70s teams. Of course, Reggie Jackson was a part of those teams. So Catfish Hunter.
Yeah.
There's just so much tradition with that franchise. And I think, you know, recently we think of that ballpark, and it's old, it's a little dilapidated, and there aren't a lot of fans in there, and we forget about what it was. And what it was a pretty special place with a lot of baseball tradition, and you couldn't help but think back to all of that over the course of this weekend while those games were going on at Oakland Coliseum.
You know what took over AmFam this weekend? Green Day.
Green Day.
My
yeah,
husband
absolutely.
Was there, brought down the house. Are you excited for it to be winterized?
American Family Field?
Yeah. It's not going anywhere anytime soon, I can tell you that. What's that?
Yeah, I'm never excited for it to be winterized because that means baseball season's over. You know, so I'm never happy when they put the grass to sleep at the end of the year. But I do think, yeah, if they winterize it to the point where we can start having events in there in the winter, it'd be great because it means I can come down there and spend even more time at the ballpark. And you know, they had the basketball game there with Wisconsin and Stanford a couple of years ago, and I thought that was awesome. I thought that was a really fun event. I took my kids down to it. It was pretty cool. But I would have loved to have gone to Green Day. That's my era, man. That was probably junior high school for me when they came onto the scene, and I think that would have been a good show.
Lane, I know you're an optimistic guy by nature. Could you have ever guessed, I don't know why it struck me today, that the Brewers are 10 games in first place? That's 10 games. They were picked to not even win 80 games. It's a remarkable season.
I'm not shocked they're in first. I'm really not.
Yeah, but 10 games.
But 10 games is just, I think anybody that covers any organization would be surprised by that. If you're the Dodgers, if you're the Yankees, if you're anybody, I think you're surprised by a 10-game lead. That's just such a huge lead, and you're not even to September yet, and you're starting to look at magic numbers already. It seems really strange to be doing that, and it's still a little ways out in that regard, but it's not as far out as it should be. And so, this group's been so much fun to follow. They're a fun group. They're close. They have a great culture. But I think I keep talking about this, and I've mentioned it to Murph a couple of times when we've done his show. You just keep going back to that initial speech that he gave the team at spring training that was on all the Brewers' social media platforms, and you could watch it. And that speech is exactly what this team is. What he hoped for this team is what they've become. They've become a team that competes on every pitch, every night. They worry about winning tonight. They'll worry about tomorrow. They've really embraced that in the now mentality, and it has paid off. I think that's why they've been able to avoid long losing streaks. And I think that's why they've been able to win so many series and bounce up off the mat when they have, you know, had a tough night at the ballpark. I think there is something to that. You can't really measure it. It's an intangible, but this team has it, and it's what's made it really, really fun to follow.
He is Brewers broadcaster Lane Grindle. You can hear him beginning tomorrow. The Giants are in town. Lane, it's always fun to catch up. Thank you so much for spending some time with us.
You bet. Appreciate it. Thank you.